The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's really important that this programme in my mindset is open always to kind of like breakthrough talent, as well as that talent that continues to kind of stamp its authority in our league here, but also overseas. And yeah, it's brilliant. I love this time, you know, like working with both athletes new and in situ, but also linking in with the clubs and the coaches. And, you know, it's always really important, I think, as a national head coach, you know, we don't know everything about everyone if they've not been on our programme. And so I think using this time to really get to know not just their performances that we see live or through a screen, but actually understanding, you know, how they tick and what they're like in the training environment is the advantage of me trying to get around the clubs. And that's been the case for the last 3 years and trying to continue to strengthen those relationships and normalise me being there, because ultimately I'm there to try and support their development, not, you know, I'm not going in to always judge it, you know, with a heavy hand. So I want the player pool in this country to get stronger every year. And I think it's a super exciting time. You've seen some of the young talent breaking into roses over the last 12 months. Yeah. And, you know, they're stepping in with what I believe to be a much stronger mentality. And if I'm honest, that's where we need to be. We need to have a better mentality around achieving our ambition, because I think the actual netballing talent is there. I think the physical development can be worked on. So I think the mentality is everything. And I'm really pleased to see some real resilience and robustness of some of our youngest players over the last 6 to 12 months on the international stage. So yeah, long may that continue, really.
And Sonia being about as well in her new role as well, that's only going to help, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think it's always really beneficial to have some continuity. And I think we've worked hard, whilst it hasn't always been, you know, very at the top of the list in terms of major tournament years, I did come into the role wanting to make a difference to the whole system. And I think year on year, you know, like we've tried to be super honest and transparent around growing the rest of the pathway. And I think Sonia kind of like sidestepping into that pathway head coach role is undoubtedly going to be hugely beneficial in terms of the continuity of the whole Roses way and how we've tried to operate. You know, Sonia takes that with her now, and hopefully that will just help shortcut and accelerate what we can do with the talent coming through, because that's been hugely challenging, you know, going in and out of COVID. We're well aware that those youngsters haven't had as many opportunities as even I did when I came through the age group. So we've got some work to do in there to make sure that we're really helping to prepare and support their development so they can step in to a red dress at Roses level and onto an international court, ready to go and to contribute to more winning ways for us. So, yeah, it's exciting times both for Sonia as a coach, but also for those players that she will work with as well.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.